ever feel like you're playing resource Jenga? You
Yeah.
know, like one wrong move and that's it. The whole growth plan collapses.
Yeah.
I've been there trying to scale my last business. Honestly, it felt like I was constantly choosing between essential software or like keeping the lights on.
It's a classic dilemma, right, for growing businesses. It's that moment when you realize your ambition, it's outpaced your resources.
Exactly. It's like you're in that sweet spot, ready to scale, but then resources are like this massive question mark. So today we're diving into Latin Flash and some insights that they have. They might actually have a solution for you. Shared resources.
Interesting. What I find interesting about Latin Clash is how they approach these things. They don't shy away from like those late night worry kind of challenges that business owners face. They get it. They get that capital is often tight and tech is constantly evolving.
Yeah, and it feels impossible to keep up.
It's like navigating a maze blindfolded, especially when you're stepping into a new market.
It's refreshing, right? They're not just using business jargon from some ivory tower.
Right.
They actually seem to understand the struggle.
They need to.
And one thing that really resonated with me was what they said about operational bottlenecks. You're ready to grow, the business is ready to grow, but your systems are screaming, "Wait, I can't handle
It's
this."
that tension between where you are now and where you're trying to go. And Latin Flash's solution is all about bridging that gap with shared resources. But what I appreciate is that they don't just throw that term out there. They actually break it down into like actionable categories.
Let's unpack those categories. What does sharing really look like in their model?
Well, they start with access to tools and technology. So instead of shelling out a small fortune for the latest software, they propose leveraging shared resources. So imagine for a second splitting the cost of a design software subscription with another business. Suddenly, cutting-edge design is affordable.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's about pooling resources to benefit everyone. What else?
Right alongside that is capital efficiency. So let's say, hypothetically, you need to launch a marketing campaign. Instead of draining all your reserves, Latin Flash suggests exploring shared capital options. Think of it like joining forces with a business, similar size to yours, and running a joint campaign. Greater reach at a fraction of the cost for both of you.
So less risk and potentially even bigger returns. I like that. But what about the knowledge gap? You know, knowing what to do and when to do it. That's a big one.
Well, Latin Flash calls this knowledge on demand, and it's all about tapping into expertise without having to hire a whole team. Think mentorship, maybe joining expert networks, or even just having access to a platform where you can ask targeted questions. Get guidance.
That's huge. I don't know about you, but I've wasted so many hours trying to figure things out solo when I could have just asked someone who's been there before.
Exactly. And then finally, we come to streamlined operations. Latin Flash excels here by providing access to proven frameworks and best practices. So say you need to onboard freelancers efficiently. Instead of spending weeks creating a system from scratch, you utilize templates and guidelines, ones that have already been tested and refined.
It's like having a shortcut to operational efficiency. So we've seen how Latin Flash breaks down shared resources, but the big question is, will this approach actually make a difference for your business?
And that's where things get interesting. Latin Flash argues that this isn't just about saving money, it's about gaining a competitive advantage.
Okay, I'm listening. Tell me more.
What they're saying is that by being strategic about sharing certain resources, you free up more of your time, capital, mental energy to focus on what truly differentiates your business.
So instead of getting bogged down in logistics, you can really double down on product development or customer experience or whatever makes your business stand out.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You're passionate about like crafting artisanal candles, but then you have to spend hours each week managing your website or handling payroll or navigating social media algorithms. It takes you away from your true passion, creating incredible scents and designing beautiful products.
Okay, that makes total sense. Shared resources are a way to outsource those things, the things that drain your energy and distract you from what you're uniquely positioned to do. But I'm curious, does Latin Flash give you any guidance on actually building this network, like this network of shared resources?
That's where they kind of leave it open for you to explore. They focus more on illustrating the what, you know, the types of resources that are good for sharing and how you can benefit. But they don't really tell you all the details of how to build a network from nothing.
Which makes sense. That's their whole business model.
Exactly. But their insights are definitely a good starting point for you to think about your own approach. They found a real need in the market, and they presented a really compelling solution.
And I think that's what makes this so valuable for everyone listening. Even if you don't use Latin Flash's platform, the ideas they talk about can be used anywhere.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder, if you built your own network of shared resources, what would that look like? Who would be the ideal people to work with for your goals?
It's like making your own A-team. And honestly, I bet getting clear on that vision is the hardest part. But it's not about finding just anyone. It's about finding the people who complement your strengths and provide resources you don't have, or maybe even operate in markets that you're trying to reach.
You got it. Let's say, for example, you're a local bakery and you're trying to grow your presence online, working with a freelance photographer who's really good at food photography or a graphic designer who makes really cool stuff for social media. That could be huge for your business.
Those collaborations could totally change everything. So we talked about the challenges of scaling and the power of sharing resources as a solution. We even talked about Latin Flash and how they fit into all of this. But let's bring it home. Why is this important for our listeners?
Basically, it's about recognizing that you don't have to do everything yourself. Shared resources, when done strategically, aren't just a way to save money. They're a way to grow faster and be more efficient. And ultimately, they're a way to grow more sustainably.
And honestly, a more enjoyable entrepreneurial journey, because it can be so draining to deal with all those logistical headaches alone. It really is. It's about getting back to what you love about your business.
So before we wrap up, we wanted to leave you with one final thought, something to think about. Latin Flash gave us the what of sharing resources, but the magic really happens when you find the who.
As you go about your week, just keep an eye out for those potential collaborators. And don't limit yourself to just your industry. Sometimes the best ideas come from unexpected places.
It's like that saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And it seems like going far with the right people, that's the key to lasting growth.
I completely agree. And building those relationships well, it takes time.
Start with those pain points we talked about. Think about the areas where collaborating could really make a difference. Then think about businesses or organizations or even just people you know who might be able to help or who have skills that complement yours.
It's like you're putting a puzzle together. You're trying to find those missing pieces, the ones that complete the picture of your perfect growth strategy. And if Latin Flash sounds interesting to you, we'll link to their website in the show notes.
Definitely check them out. But even if you don't use their platform, the main takeaway is the power of shared resources. It's about changing your mindset, changing how you think about growth. It can help you be more efficient and resilient. And ultimately, it can make your journey as an entrepreneur that much more fulfilling.
And that's a wrap on shared resources. We hope you.